This is Oxford Nobel Asker Professor David Martin. Date of birth is 5/12/1953. Education GERD, history of colon polyp anemia. Tradition of gematria, given whether nursing an acid and swelling solids, blood pressure, stomach cardiac, that prevailed with CGA biopsy and colonoscopy, heart snap, polypectomy, instrumental lipocity, digital scope, and colonoscopy. This was cleared by the cardiology. And the clearance note was reviewed by me and anesthetist before the start of the procedure. Discussed the patient in detail. Procedure, after the concern was signed up to a patient played ever since or carried past our friends, I've given to the father, but also examined patient with duodenum gastrointestinal malformation by serious multiple disorder as a work of anemia, square antrum, palpable patch as antrum, superficial antral ulceration noted. With erosive gastritis, multiple acid metabolites like that, and elevation as well, but not for cardiogastrin, which can stay by junction. Patient has a G-junction, distal esophagus ulcer, and mucosal thickening, noted question of polyp versus mucosal thickening, biopsy like diagnosis. Patient also have a grade D erosive, electrolysis, grade D erosive esophagitis, a recession of pressure, patient complication, patient turnaround, KY, jelly, cardiac, C-scuba, rectum, ectosema, defined colon, spine fracture, turn colon, hepatofracture, basal secant, duct suture. Coming out, I saw adequate prep colon. There was a thin epidental polyp noted in the cecum, which removed the heart center, no post-qualified bleeding. The polyp retreated completely. Coming up in the hepatic pressure, another thin epidental polyp was noted, which removed the heart center, polyp, no post-qualified bleeding. So we're done right. Rectum coming out, I saw lesser diagnosis, dark pictures for rectum retrogression to hemorrhoid bleeding, persistent, there was a restoration of complication. Finding number one. Distal esophageal ulcer, number two, mucosal thickening noted at the edge of distal esophageal ulcer with possibility of polypoid mass versus a thickening to fold the biopsy taken. Number three, grade electrolysis, grade D, erosive esophagitis. Number four, erosive gastritis. Number five, the superficial antral gastric ulceration. Number six, biopsy taken. Number seven, gastrointestinal exemption. Number eight, colonoscopy cecum. Number nine, adequate prep. Number 10, two polyps, one cecum, and one cecum and hepatic flexure. They both were removed successfully with the heart snip polyp. Actually, both polyps were retrieved in central pathology. Number 11 was diverticulitis. Number 10, hemorrhage recommendation. Obviously, esophagus biopsy. If the biopsy comes negative, recommendation to have an upper endoscopic ultrasound with possibility of ESD. For the thickened / polypoid growth at the G-junction. And for that patient, he referred to Orlando for further evaluation. Number two, for the doctor, Dr. V-A-R-A-D-A-R-A-J-U-L-U. Number three, start patient on protonics, 40 milligram twice daily, and carafate 1 gram TID. Wait for the stone biopsy, cause the positive cardiac triple therapy. If endoscopic ultrasound comes out inconclusive and the polyp comes out to be inconclusive or benign, then repeat endoscopy in 3 months follow-up of the esophageal ulcer and gastric ulceration and grade D erosive esophagitis. Number four, away from the colon polypathology, colon polypathology can be benign. Repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Advice to take half of water. It's too soft, and it's a series of absent preparation needs as a cochlear. Check the ABCR and third TI was inferred and replenish accordingly. And notification, please send the card to patient primary care provider, Dr. Nibha, N-I-B-H-A, Nibha Madirata, M-E-D-I-R-R-A-T-T-A, and copy Dr. Palam Sari. Your procedure was August 17th to 23rd. That's August 17th to 23rd. Patient drops things.